Welcome to Wrestling's and Revenue Podcast, where we educate, enlighten, and encourage how we improve our quality of sleep to grow our business and improve your health and wellness. I am Donetta D. Mooring, certified sleep science coach, holistic life coach, accountability fitness coach, author, national editor of the Black Net National Unity News, and a speaker. I am pleased to have my special guest, Michelle O'Neill, life coach, author, and speaker. Welcome, Michelle, and thank you so much for your time and your expertise.
Well, thank you for allowing me to be here in front of your audience, and it is truly an honor, so thank you again.
You are so welcome. I'm going to get right to the question. All right, my My first question is, what is the concept behind mastering your Mondays?
Well, when we started mastering our Monday, it was really about having the ability to have that pivotal, you know, fresh start, that do-over, that new beginning that we have so, you know, that we need so much in our lives. And a lot of times, for a lot of people, that happens every Monday. So Monday is really not about the day Monday, but it's about that fresh start that we get, starting our week over again, starting our life over again, starting the season over again. And it's being able to start no matter what life throws your way. It's about being crystal clear about who you are, your values, your beliefs, and how they come together to shape your thought process and, you know, drive your actions and your non-actions, because sometimes we just choose not to do anything. But action and both non-action contribute to the overwhelm that a lot of times we feel.
I like that concept, and I wasn't expecting that. So you wouldn't even throw me for a loop. I actually thought you, I was like, okay. You know, the first thing I thought of, you know, that most people dread going to work on Monday, and it's the most difficult. Whereas for me, Fridays is because I'm tired and exhausted. But I like that concept. That's totally different. And I understand what you're saying, because that is the beginning of the week and as far as the clarity and the things you need to do. So I love that. I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, well, thank you. It just drives the
you're
way
welcome.
It just drives the way you start your week and how you win at the other week. When you have a clear plan, when you have a clear purpose, when you have direction, you kind of have the ability to flow through your week. And it is about that ebb and flow. And, you know, if we don't let our we can't let our circumstances or our current circumstance dictate our attitude or our actions, and we can't let them take control of the things that we would naturally have control on. So part of that is understanding our behavior and realizing the resources that we have, the talents we have, the knowledge we have, and use that to push us through the week.
Okay, well, that's great. So the next question would be, do you find that entrepreneurs are more willing to accept change?
Oh, I would say absolutely. You know that saying from the Serenity Prayer, accept the things I cannot change and the courage to change the things I can?
Well, yes.
I think entrepreneurs are more open to the change, and they're more flexible because you know what you're stepping into, or most of us do, when you decide to become an entrepreneur. And so you're more inclined, being that you're taking that risk, that you're able to step out there, you're more inclined to take other risks because you have something to drive you forward. And then a lot of entrepreneurs, I think they have a real strong work ethic, because you're not going to succeed as an entrepreneur if you don't have that strong work ethic. And then most of us have that attitude to serve. We really want to pay back or help someone. And it's all about being that servant leader. And then finally, I think that we understand that nothing is promised. that when we get out there, there's no promise that the next day or the next day that you will have the money that you need, but it's because of what we believe in, the things that drive us, that we get out there. And so we know that things are changed, and we are able to better adapt to change and better adapt to make that pivot with a change. And this COVID-19 is a perfect example that a lot of the people that are surviving through this are entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm. That is so true, because I definitely agree, because, you know, I proudly say that I have been an entrepreneur for 40 years, which is a long time. So passionate, so love it. And change, I welcome change, because that's how I grow, that's how I progress. And so I definitely agree, even though I've been employed my whole life, but it's like my dominant character is an entrepreneur. And I definitely agree with that. So thank you for sharing that. That's wonderful. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, one of the things that I've found that for a lot of us that are having to pivot is because of that servant attitude, that we're looking for, okay, this is what's happening. So what is it that people really need that I already know and that I can give, and how can I give it to them? How can I serve it up? So that's why we're able to make that change, because we're seeking to help others by using the talents and expertise that we already know.
All right, the next question would be, can you please share your MAT technique?
That is the MAT technique. I say, let's take it to the mat. All the real work actually happens on the mat. So when you think about boxing, or you think about martial arts, or any kind of sport, that wrestling, all those, the real techniques, the real learning, everything happens on that mat. And so that's why I came up with taking it to the mat. And it's a signature living mat technique. And I call it signature living is because this is something you can use over and over again. And it's always evolving. It's real. It's a three-step process of teaching others how to best gather, build, and implement resources that are readily available already, and you want to use them to enhance your life. So the M of MAT is your mind shift of those old mindsets. You have to have a mind shift to those old mindsets that are holding you back, and you want to reevaluate those mindsets that have worked for you in the past. Examine the current mindset and create a realistic and truthful mind shift to those limiting or unhealthy mindsets that you have. And then the A, the A is our arsenal of resources. If you've ever seen the movie, yes, if you've ever seen the movie Kingsman, which is one of my favorites, I watched number one and number two. The spy goes into this, this room just before he gets ready to go on his mission. And in this room is every kind of tool, gadget, gun, whatever that you could imagine that he would need to survive or be successful in his mission. Well, what we have to build. We have to build an arsenal of resources that we can use. And those are things, not just tools, because we're always thinking of things, tangible things that we can take with us, but it's also your supportive community that you can access and the tools that you need to incorporate. So who's your doctor? Who's your pharmacist? You got to take new medicine and stuff. Well, go ask the pharmacist, create those relationships. Who's the teacher in the neighborhood that you need to know? Who are the people that are in your front row, your top five friends that you know that do or die, ride or die, that they're there for you. They're there to support you. They're there to tell you the truth. They're not going to lie to you. These are people that are all part of your arsenal of resources, so that when you have to go out there, you are equipped to handle anything. But the T is your training and your techniques. So what is that? What does that mean? Because even though you go out there and it's something that you want to do, like I want to be, I've learned Canva and I really like it. And I decided that, hey, I like this so much, I want to teach it. I want to be a graphic designer. So now I start looking at, okay, what is it that I already know? Okay, I know how to use Canva. I know how to use certain, but I really can't be the best graphic designer unless maybe I take a course in Illustrator or I learn Adobe or whatever. So now I have to go out there and say, what do I have now? And what training or techniques do I need to help me master getting out there? So that's your training or technique. And that's what I help my clients do, is I help them determine, okay, this is what I have and this is what I need. So all those things together, the mat, taking all those together, now we can step on that mat and win and be the champions, not only in our lives, but in the lives of others.
Oh, I love that. That is so true. Because I know as entrepreneurs, we try to do it all the time. But, it's like you can't do everything. And it's nothing like building a team or building relationships with other people or outsourcing so that way that you're not stressed. And then you can really serve because you have the energy and then you can be more productive. So I love that mat technique. That is great. Thank you for listening to Rest Leads to Revenue Podcast. We're going to take a quick break.
Hello, welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place for business leaders and a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new health and wellness perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker, and I can't wait to energize you and get you ready for the week, because being in business is challenging, but the Surrender Break Room is going to make it so much easier. Make sure to catch me Mondays at 8:30 a.m.
I am Donna D. Mooring, Rest Leads to Revenue Podcast, and we have our special guest, Michelle O'Neill. We're going to continue with the questions. The next question is, what technique do you practice to master your Monday?
Well, I have actually three techniques, and I'll tell you all three first, and then I'll just tell you a little bit about each one. So the first thing I do is I practice the art of thought over circumstance. And you're probably wondering, what? But I'll tell you about that. The second is I love setting healthy boundaries. And the third, we already talked about, is using the mat technique as a three-step process. But this time, we use it as a three-step process to establish, reinforce, and maintain those boundaries that I talked about right above. So when I talk about that, so what is practicing art or the art of thought over circumstance? So one of the things is we must learn to look beyond our circumstances. So many times things happen to us and they're things out of our control, i.e. again, the COVID-19, but also hurricanes, tornadoes, or just life, you know, marriages, divorces, everything that just kind of throw us off. And so we can't let what's happening to us determine how we react, because we have control not over what's happening, not over that storm that's happening in our life, but we do have control over how we allow those things to affect us. So that's why we start using the things, how do we think? There's a verse that talks about, you know, feast your mind on the things, you know, that are good, that are noble, that are, so this is how you start setting your mind. It's what you watch on TV. It's the things that you allow to infiltrate your mind. So you got to look at what you can control. And then the other thing is you need to focus on the present, and then you have the ability not to be broken, but just to be bent. It's kind of like those, one of my favorite pieces of grass is, bamboo.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Bamboo is one of the strongest pieces of, and it's a grass. A lot of people think it's a tree. It's a grass, but it's the strongest piece of grass. But, and it will bend all the way almost to the ground. But if you notice the flexibility of it, it never breaks. It learns to bend with the wind or the push of the wind. And because it learns to bend and adjust, it doesn't break. So that's how I say we have to look at our life. And then setting healthy boundaries. You know, we find ourselves continually taking care of others, fixing others. You know, we end up the day, we end the day running on fumes, completely defeated. And, you know, to the point that we don't even have the inclination to take care of ourselves because we're so tired taking care of everybody else. And then we have family obligations, the caregiving for the children, or taking care of an elderly parent. Ooh, I'm tired just talking about this. but the thing is, we're so overwhelmed, overcommitted with time and pressure and unmet obligations. So the way to stop that and nip that in the bud is to start putting those boundaries, those healthy boundaries in our lives. I say boundaries is the best self-care that we can have for our lives. It's one self-care that we have total control over, and it's a healthy guideline, you know, of what's permissible. It's setting those permissible limits in our lives. But the most important thing of all is we have to be willing to enforce those limits that we set.
Yes, yes. Oh, my goodness. Ooh, that's whew, you said a lot, and I'm glad you share that, because a lot of times, you know, like you said, we always put others first, and then we don't want, you know, people look at it being we selfish, but you need to do self-care first, so you do have the energy to take care of others and be there. Plus, it's you know, to ask for help. So that's the other thing. At times, you know, we feel as though that we do it all and be all for everyone. But you could ask a sister, a brother, a cousin, or someone else to help you with maybe running errands or doing something else or share the responsibility. So that is really key. So thank you for that. Wow.
Well, one of the things, thank you. One of the things I found is if you're a mother or you have kids, is start incorporating them in those chores and in those tasks. But it doesn't only just teach them, you know, about life and how to work and stuff like that, but it also builds the relationship with you and that child. You know, start making your time in the kitchen as, hey, we're going to cook together. I'm going to teach you how to cook. Now we're having good dialogue. We're talking. We're having a conversation. You're getting to know me. I'm getting to know you better. It's not just mom and just, you know, and then and then you're building better relationships doing things together.
That's true. That's true. Wow. Now, my next question is, how does getting the proper rest drive your business?
Ooh, girl, if I don't get the proper rest, let me tell you. you hear how hyped I am, so. Yes. I got rest last night. I got rest. What? Talk to me. Yesterday, it would have been a different situation. But anyway, one of the things, for me, it's four things. So, creativity. If I don't get rest, my brain isn't working. I don't have, the ideas aren't flowing. You know, I'm not more open to thinking outside of the box. I'm just set in my old ways and stuff. So I need rest for creativity. It's when you're in the shower and you're able to let your mind just flow. And it's amazing. My think tank is my shower. Let me tell you, it's not my shower. It's my car. But those are my think tanks. That's where my creativity flow goes. But I need the rest so I can allow my mind to flow and to go out. And then the other thing is brain functionality, because I get in a serious brain fog. I mean, my memory is gone, my understanding, my productivity, all that goes out the window when I'm tired. You ever find when you're really tired, someone asks you a question and you look at them with this blank stare and say, huh?
Yes.
Huh? Yes. And then they repeat it and you will say it again.
Yes. Oh, I do.
So I can relate. All right. And then it gives me stamina. That's why I'm not tired, you see? And it doesn't have to be coffee. I don't have to have coffee to act like this. So I don't need coffee. So it gives me stamina. I'm able to handle emotional surprises. So when people want to emotionally dump on you, or people call you and they're all, you know, you don't fall into their emotional, you know, like if my daughter calls, mom, blah, 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 I can say, hold up, calm down. So what happened? Instead of getting all caught up in it because I'm tired and I just react. So it allows me to work and play hard. And then also, you know, I'm more productive on a shorter block of time. So for me, I find out I write better in the morning, but I'm creative better at night. And then so I know when to fashion my breaks, my time, so that I'm more productive. And then finally, I'm going to be real with you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Looks, let me tell you, if I don't get rest, there's no bags under my eyes when I get rest. There's a glow to my skin. There is joy in my voice. And I got a little bounce in my step.
That's right. I hear that. I hear that. That's right. Oh my goodness, that is great. I love what you had shared. That is so true, because I definitely agree. I know when I don't get rest, it feel like a mat ran over me and I feel drunk. Like I'm actually like, I can't even walk. And that's just one day. I mean, just one day of me not getting rest is like, oh my goodness, I can't even function. I can't see. But then the next day, because believe me, the next day I get that rest, I feel so, and I'm not one to drink coffee. I've never drank coffee a day in my life. Never, ever. I don't even know how it tastes. However,
oh, I love it.
Sleep is what, you know, I'm grateful to God, my health. So me being happy, that's what gives me energy and joy. And so it's like, it's nothing, sleep, I mean, affects so much. And it's like, only if we pay attention and recognize and start to act on it and do a little thing, because you take time to make adjustments. So thank you for that. Because and when it affects your business, it also affects your health, your life, your wealth. And so that's key. That's key. Thank
exactly.
Okay. Once again, thank you for staying with Rest Leads to Revenue Podcast. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Donetta D. Mooring. I want to share with you my new book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. It's a great book that provides guidance, tips, and techniques on how you can become more mindful, gain energy, and become more productive to grow your business. I appreciate you purchasing my book on Amazon, or you can go to my website, Donetta D. Mooring, which is DonettaDMooring.com. Thank you for your support.
Once again, thank you for staying with Rest Leads to Revenue. We have a special guest, Michelle O'Neill. Michelle, I want to thank you so much for your time, your energy. Oh my goodness, you're supporter, and you have been there for me. And I want to give you the opportunity to give us how we can support you and contact you.
Well, first of all, I just want to tell you again, it has been such an honor to be on your show. I really enjoyed it. I love the energy
between us,
and I had a wonderful time. So,
yes, me too. Thank you.
But you can catch me, you and everyone else can catch me on masteringyourmonday.com. But I also would encourage you for, especially with the holidays and Christmas season coming up, is to make a gift of my book that just came out this year, I'll Make It Through. We've gone through so much this year, and we will continually go through things through our lives. So it's called I'll Make It Through, Managing Life When All Hell Breaks Loose. And you can find that on masteringyourmonday.com/make-it-through. And then you can catch me on all social media at Michelle O'Neill. And if you'd like to get hop on the phone with me and do a call and just chat, you can get me at masteringyourmonday.com/let-connect. Because I always want to connect with you.
Well, thank you for that. You know, one thing I would like for you to do is if you can spell Michelle, because it's spelled differently.
Ah, yes, my mommy. I will always have respect. So Michelle is spelled MISCHELLE, and O'Neill is ONEAL, because I know there's 50 million different ways of spelling O'Neill, too. So I am Michelle O'Neill, the other Michelle O.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. If you need to reach me, I can be reached through my website, which will be on the bottom of the podcast, which is DonettaDMooring.com, and that's spelled DonettaDMooring.com. And I have a book that will be on my website, and it's Courageous Enough to Launch, and it's 40-plus women who is courageous enough to tell their story, to share, and to uplift. And as always, sleep heals.